looking at Ois Kufya Tess. So we did Kufya Tess, we did 2 weeks. We spoke about the money part, we spoke about the attitude towards other people. So really, Kufya Tess really is a hemshech of that. He says, Al tihi sarban elan she'irecho. Don't be a person who is takes a stand against everything in the city. Levalta return chumneachir, where you refuse to back down. So, Sir Chatzchus Sarnan in his Iyunim says, just like you're not supposed to rely on your Gevuras Ha'osher, don't rely on the fact that you, because you have money, therefore you have a right to have your own opinion and not need other people. Kain Ein Liftoach Al Tkipas Hadas, there's a certain milo of Tkipas Hadas, not to be just be swayed by what other people think. But it's a chasor also. Even a person who has strong opinions and strong confidence and really doesn't not need support from other people, he's also reminded, he shouldn't be a person who refuses to respect other people's opinions and should be willing to, if necessary, be mevatel his ratzon for a cherem. So that's the hemshech when we spoke on this point of. Here's a nunukur, there's something called the Kibbutz Hadas. Kibbutz Hadas is a tremendous milo. Kibbutz Hadas means a person believes in something, he feels that it's right. And he's not this small, what other people think. He's not affected by the people's opinion of him that they think positive and negative about him. It's not important. If he feels it's the emes, he does it. There's a tremendous milo. Avraham Avinu was a takif bedaita. The Gansavel thought he was wrong. But who cares? I know that I'm right. Right? Noach was a certain sense of that as well. Noach, let me say, had an advantage worship. He gave a nevuah. This is what you're supposed to do. Avraham Avinu came to the Sakura by himself. He didn't have any nevuah. See, here he's coming recognizing that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, worship is involved, worship cares, worship is loving, right? All these different that, and he's just saying gave it to someone who's about zucked. As they say in Yiddish. Right? You follow that, right? Who cares what people think? Right? Who cares what people say? That's on one side. That's a milo. On the other hand, there's a saying, if most people think like that, there's a probably good reason why they think like that. You can't ignore the das of the rabbi. The das of the rabbi has a certain amount of strength to it. So I'll tell you a cute line. I'll tell you in Yiddish first, and then I'll tell you in English. It's much better in Yiddish, I'm sorry. So there was a person in Europe called, he wrote a sefer Arigodel. He lived in Minsk. He was known as the Gadol Miminsk. That was like the, we actually have a biography from him. Hagadol Miminsk. It's there somewhere. I don't see it right now, but whatever. He one time said, the Kartzistira, I think it was him, so he told the Rigifter, and the Rigifter enjoyed it very much. He says, the Weltzogt was given to someone as the Weltzogt. The people say, who cares what people think? People also say, as the Weltzogt, it was Stachas Lachemes. People say, but it's probably true. Stachas Tira. So the Teretz is like this. Of was the Weltzogt, was given to someone as the Weltzogt, and Zogin Mir, as the Weltzogt, was Stachas Lachemes. And that which people, there is a saying, who cares what people say? I apply the attitude, if people say that the line, Mestam is a good line. In regards to the line which says, if people say it, Mestam, it's true, I say, who cares what people say? That was, Shiva liked the chop of the Teretz. But it's there's a point to, who said you're right? I know it's the Emes I'm doing anyway. Who said you have the Emes? Right? Everybody thinks that you're wrong. Maybe there's another side to the story. Maybe there's something that you're missing. So you have to have a balance of, if I really, really know that it's Emes, and I have no doubts about it, and I have a clarity with an Ishur from somebody that's, say, outside of myself, this is the right thing to do. I don't have to be in a spoil from people. But there's times that's not true. Or the times that even that's true, you have to know how to do it. How do you make a mechol? Do you not make a mechol? Do you make a stand, not make a stand? Do you publicize your opinion, not publicize your opinion? Do you try and avoid the situation and just not have to be say yay or nay? There are different times, different ways of doing things. Right? And that's a very difficult balance, because to give in, quote unquote, to something which was wrong is chanifus. I want people to like me. I want people to be comfortable. I want to be comfortable, so I'm not going to say anything. Right? So if my goal is, because for myself, it's a form of chanifus. Chanifus, literally flattery. Literally it means, translated many times as flattering, but it doesn't in the same flattery. It means just condoning. Why are you condoning this improper action? Because you want to be one of the boys. You want to be accepted. You want to be... So you're condoning the wrong things. That's wrong. That's it. It's okay, so what about for cure purposes? Well, okay, maybe it's mutter over there, so I'm a monoshav. I'm not condoning, I'm just like, how do you find the balance? It's not an easy question. So that's even a case where you have to keep it adapt, which is quote unquote kosher, it could still be a problem. Kavachomer, there's kivus hadas, which is a tremendous mile that you're not swayed, but that also means when you're wrong, you don't hear the other person's opinion. Right? That's a very dangerous thing. Or you don't even about to your rotsin in the rotsin acherim. Like, why should I give in? I'm right. Why should I give in? You're 100% right. Give in. I'm not going to give in. I'm right. So you hear this in husbands and wives all the time, Parents and children, Tamidim and Rebbeim, Balabatim and Rabbanim, the Rav is wrong, and we're just, the community is wrong, I'm right, and therefore I'm not going to give in. Like, Mehechates, where did that thought process come from? Right? Usually it's rooted in covenant. It's pechisus to my stature as a person to, as it were, admit that somebody else is right. Or allow him to think that he's right. He should know that he's wrong and I'm right. She should know that she's wrong and I'm right. So my answer to people usually in that situation is it wrong to fight? So yeah, it's 100% wrong to fight. So you're wrong. Because you're fighting. But I'm right about the point. So that's true. Okay. You're still wrong. So apologize. But I can apologize that I'm wrong. Okay, so apologize the fact you're fighting. Well, how do I say that? You'll figure it out. I'm so sorry that I'm disagreeing with you. Oh, you think that I'm right? No, of course you're wrong. But I'm so sorry that I agree with you. I'm an idiot. Figure that out. That's not going to go well. Right? Always have to be mavata. I didn't say you have to be mavata. You have to find a way to discuss it in a way that nobody's opinion is being put down. Find a way to discuss it, which sometimes that's not easy, because there's only one choice of what to do sometimes. So we're going to have to make a decision what to do. That doesn't mean the other person is wrong. This means we're going to decide what to do. We should go to your parents for Pesach, we should go to my parents for Pesach. You're not going to split. One's in Los Angeles and one's in Chicago. You cannot split up for the first days between the two choices. You can't split the whole yomtov because you got five little kids under the age of three. You have triplets and twins, and traveling is a nightmare. You're not traveling twice in the middle of yomtov. Okay, fact. Okay, uvda. Right. So now what are you gonna do? Well, we have to go to my parents. We have to go to my parents. We haven't met my parents the last 3 years. We met your parents 14 times. I've been my parents, 27 times. They have these stupid arguments, right? You're only going to do one thing. That doesn't mean the other person doesn't have a valid point. So, let's respect the other person's opinion. You have a good point. And I with this situation, we need to find a way to deal with it. Okay, so you have to figure it out. Right? These stories happen, by the way. I don't want to scare you. But, right? But
so wait, what?
Nah, really. Husbands and wives always agree. Always,
Could we argue about whether this ever happens or not? Or?
Yeah, you could if you want.
The wife's always right, so the argument's all right.
The wife is usually right. Because she is. And the husbands usually have a guy issue who doesn't allow them to admit it. That's also true. and the husband said that that's not their issue, and the wives think that it is their issue, and they fight about whether that was why he's not willing to say it or not. Like that's the secondary fight in the situation. And there's a third fight about whether she always says this to him or not. This line, why do you always accuse me? I'm doing it because I really believe it's no. It's because you don't think about it. No, it's because we always fight about this. There's another fight whether they fight about it or not. There's like a few layers of the fight, you know, right? And you know, and some of them come to me like, do you realize how stupid this sounds? like really? So you have to find the balance in these things. So that's one of the keepers. Is it really worth it? There's a point in time when you need it, so use it then. Like every meter, you need to use it at the right time in the proper place.